The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 30, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 14th, 2007, in Vilnius, Lithuania.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, chapter number 6, text number 30. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yomang pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pasyati tasyaham na pranashyami satcha me na pranashyati. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Purport. A person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Lord Krishna everywhere. And he sees everything in Krishna. Such a person may appear to see all separate manifestations of the material nature. But in each and every instance, he is conscious of Krishna, knowing that everything is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. Nothing can exist without Krishna, and Krishna is the Lord of everything. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is development of love of Krishna, a position transcendental even to material liberation. At this stage of Krishna consciousness, beyond self-realization, the devotee becomes one with Krishna in the sense that Krishna becomes everything for the devotee, and the devotee becomes full in loving Krishna. An intimate relationship between the Lord and the devotee then exists. In that stage, the living entity can never be annihilated, nor is the personality of Godhead ever out of the sight of the devotee. To merge in Krishna is spiritual annihilation. A devotee takes no such risk. It is stated in the Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Chodita Bhakti Valochanena Sandhaksa daiva hridayeshu viloka yanti yang shama shundaram achityuganasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord, Govinda, who was always seen by the devotee, whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Sham Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. At this stage, Lord Krishna never disappears from the sight of his devotee, nor does his devotee ever lose sight of the Lord. In the case of a yogi who sees the Lord as Paramatma within the heart, the same applies. Such a yogi turns into a pure devotee and cannot bear to live for a moment without seeing the Lord within himself. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Dhamsajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, in this very wonderful, wonderful verse of the Bhagavad Gita, we get very wonderful information. Regarding what is that wonderful thing known as Krishna consciousness. The most amazing thing in this purport is the first sentence. Prabhupada is saying a person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Lord Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything in Krishna. So, in this way we can study whether I am Krishna conscious or not. Because if we are actually Krishna conscious, then we will see Krishna everywhere. We will see Krishna in the temple room. We will see Krishna on the street. We will see Krishna when we're driving down the highway. We will see him when we are walking in the forest. We will connect with Krishna everywhere, within everything. The first time I was with Srila Prabhupada, this was what he was explaining. This was in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco in 1971. And he told us, he said, "You have all seen God." He spoke this, most of the members of the audience were Karmis. And he said, "You have all seen God." I was amazed that Prabhupada would say that. But then he explained what he meant. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham apsukanteya prabhashmi shashi shuryayo, that I am the taste of the water and I am the light of the sun and the moon. So who is not seeing the light of the sun? It's like now the sunlight is coming through the window, you see. So the light of the sun is perceivable by everyone. The difference is the devotee understands the light of the sun is Krishna. And the non-devotee doesn't even believe there is a Krishna. So, even though they are seeing the same thing, The consciousness is different.
Is it?
So, to become happy and become liberated does not require that you have to change your external situation. All you have to do is change your consciousness. Prabhupada very nicely explains in the Nectar of Devotion that Krishna consciousness is the switch that you flip and it turns on the whole world. Just like there on the wall you have the light switch. When you flip that switch, then this room turns on, you see. You can bring this one room from the darkness to the light. But when you flip the switch of Krishna consciousness, then you turn on the whole world. Do you know that Vedic injunction? Tamasi ma jyotir gama. Do not remain in the darkness. Turn on the light. So how do you turn that light on? You simply have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The more that you chant, the more you will see Krishna everywhere. The more you will see Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna. But the problem is we're skeptical. We're lacking in faith. And therefore we do not take our chanting seriously enough. I even see initiated devotees when I'm traveling all over the world who don't even chant their 16 rounds. Can you imagine that? That someone who has taken the vow of Diksha, they don't even chant 16 rounds. This means they are not even human being. Human being means, if you give your word, you keep it. This is what Prabhupada explained. If a human being gives his word of honor, he keeps that word. A human being who does not keep his word, he is, what is that Russian word? Zver. Is he? He simply is Zver. So do not become a Zver. Chant 16 rounds. Otherwise you become Zver. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is giving everyone the opportunity to come to the platform of human being. The Bhagavatam describes what kind of animals they are, you see. You know that shloka? Shva vidvara ushtra karai samstita purushak pushu na jatta karma pato peito jatu namagadagrajaha. You know those four kinds of animals? Sva, that is svabaka. Sabaka, you see, that is sva. And hog, that vidvaraha, that is svinya. And then the camel, the Savidra Ushtra, that animal, camel animal in the Russian language, they say, what is that? Verblut? Yes,
Verblut.
And then the fourth animal, that is the ass Karai in Sanskrit, in English, the ass, and in Russian language, Ashyol. So, if you do not take up Krishna consciousness, then you remain Sabaka, Savinya, Verblut, and Ashyol. Actually, in English slang language, there's a word asshole, which means the rectum. So to be an ashyol, if you say you, in America, if you call somebody an ashyol, that's the ultimate insult.
Jeigu jūs iš tikrųjų pasakytumėte Amerikoje panašiai kaip asiol, bet rusiškai, tai ten pasikirsto kaip asshole, ir tai iš tikrųjų reiškia išeinamoje angai.
Means they are the rectum from which you pass stool.
Tai reiškia, kad jūs yra ta šauni vieta, iš kurios iškrenta išmatos.
So we must not be in these four categories of sabaka, svinja, verblut, and asiol.
Taigi geriau šitas keturias kategorijas nepatenkyti.
We must come out of these categories by taking to the pathway of Krishna consciousness. What is that shloka? Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that you have gotten this human form, you must utilize it to awaken your divine consciousness.
Dabar, kai gavote gimimą žmogaus kūne, jums dera pasinaudoti šito gimimu ir pakelti savo sąmonę į transcendenciją.
That is a fact that you already have this consciousness within you.
Iš tikrųjų, ta dieviška transcendentinė sąmonė jau turite savo viduje.
Sometimes people accuse that you Hare Krishna people, you are a brainwashed cult.
Iš tikrųjų, kad žmonės kaltina, kad jūs Hare Krishna judėjimas, jūs plaunate smegenis.
Those cunning gurus, they hypnotize the disciples. And they turn them into zombies. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But actually that is not a fact. Because every living entity, he has Krishna consciousness. This is not my words, okay? This is the statement of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Jivera Svarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. The constitutional position of a living entity is he is the eternal servant of Krishna. So what's the problem? Why aren't we manifesting pure bhakti? If we are pure devotees, if that's our real nature, why are we not manifesting it? What happened to us? Well, we became a little envious. Then why Krishna should be the supreme?
O kodėl Krishna turėtų būti aukščiausias?
Why not me be the supreme?
Kodėl aš negalėčiau būti aukščiausias?
We became a little too curious, you see.
Ir iš tikrųjų pradėjome per daug smalsauti.
What would it be like if I were God?
Kaip būtų, jeigu aš būčiau Dievu?
We became a little bit too interested to find out what it would be like if I'm God.
Mums per daug smalsų pasidarė sužinoti, o kaip būtų, jeigu aš būčiau.
In fact, we became stubbornly addicted to wanting to find out what would it be like to be God. So finally Krishna said, all right, you can try. I have a place where you can go.
Turi tokią vietelę, kur gali nukeliauti.
And you can try to be God and see how you like it.
Gerai, pabandyk ten pabūti Dievu, pamatysi, kaip tau seksis.
Vilnius, Lithuania.
Štai tau. Adresas. Pirminis.
Everyone here is competing to be God, you see.
Čia visi mušasi tarpusavyje, kuris tikrasis Dievas.
And therefore, what does it become?
Ir kuo jie galiausiai tampa?
A dungeon of the demons.
Galiausiai tampa demonas.
So, we have, hopefully now we have learned our lesson.
Nu, reikėtų tikėtis, kad mes jau pasimokėme gerai.
Hopefully now we've learned that I'm not really the center of the universe after all.
Reikia tikėtis, kad mes galiausiai supratom, kad ne aš esu visatos bamba.
Hopefully we've learned that the total existence does not revolve around me.
Kad visa šita kūrinė nesisuka aplinkui mane.
Hopefully we now learn that I'm just a tiny servant.
Reikėtų tikėtis, kad mes jau pagaliau supratom, kad aš esu viso labo labai.
If you tell the average person that you're just a tiny servant, he'll become very angry. What do you mean, a tiny servant?
Jeigu šiaip paprastam žmogeliui pasakysite, kad na, jūs tiesiog menkas tarnas, tai jūs labai gali įsižeisti.
Don't you know how great I am? I come from this family.
Kaip tu aš menkas tarnas? Ką, nežinai, iš kur aš kilęs, iš kokios šeimos aš?
My forefathers were such great personalities.
Mano prosenelis buvo tokia didė asmenybė.
How you can say I'm just a tiny servant?
Kaip tu gali teikti, kad tas prosenelis yra tokia menka asmenybė?
So what's the problem here? Why people can't realize that being a tiny servant is wonderful?
Ir kame bėda, kodėl žmonės negali suvokti, kad būtina tokiu paprastu tarnu iš tikrųjų.
Why is that idea there that I have to become, you know, God to be happy?
Iš kur kyla tos idėjos, kad aš noriu būti Dievu ir būti laimingu?
It's really stupid, you know that.
Iš tikrųjų, šita idėja tikrai labai kvaila.
It's absolutely idiotic.
Ir iš tikrųjų, jinai visiškai idiotiška.
To think the only way to be happy is to be God.
Galvoti, kad vienintelis būdas būti laimingu, tai yra būti Dievu.
Just in this body, what is the organ that does all the enjoying?
Iš tikrųjų, kas šitame kūne suteikia pasitenkinimą?
That's the stomach.
Tai yra skrandis.
We work so hard to make our money, and then we go to the grocery store and we buy the groceries.
Mes sunkiai dirbame tam, kad uždirbti kažkokį skaitiką, su tuo skaitiku nueiti į parduotuvę ir nusipirkti kažkokį.
Then we walk all the way home with our grocery bag.
Mes, kaip sakant, siūkiname namo su savo pirkinių nešulėliu.
We take the groceries out of the grocery bag, we put them on the counter, we cut the vegetables.
Išsitraukiame, ką ten nusipirkome, supjaustome daržoves.
We put it in the cooking pot, and we put the spices in. We go to so much trouble, you see.
Tiek daug vargo reikia sudėti, supjaustyti, sudėti puodą, sudėti prieskonius, tiek vargo.
The hand is working, the eyes are working, the legs are working, everything is working, the nose is working. But who gets to enjoy all this work?
Ir kasgi iš tikrųjų mėgaujasi visu šituo darbu?
The stomach gets to enjoy it. When he doesn't do anything except sit there and eat.
Ir skrandis tarsi turėtų tengintis.
The stomach doesn't walk to the grocery store.
Ir iš tikrųjų, pastebėkime atvirai,
the stomach doesn't earn the money to pay for the groceries.
Ir skrandis anaiptol nedirba sunkiai tam, kad užsidirbti tą skatiką, už kurį galėtų nusipirkti produktų.
Stomach is lazy, he just sits there and eats. That's all he does.
Vienintelis skrandžio užsiėmimas, tai yra, jis tiesiog tupi vienoje vietoje ir visą laiką valgo.
So if the other parts of the body became envious.
Taigi galiausiai kitos kūno dalys paskelbė streiką.
And they said, well, I'm going to be just like the stomach.
Aš norėčiau būti skrandžio vietoje. Būčiau tinginis.
I refuse to do any work at all, I'm just going to eat.
Nieko nebedarysiu ir tiesiog valgysiu.
Is that practical?
Ar tai praktiška mintis?
Will that be effective?
Ar tai būtų veiksminga?
Can your hand eat?
Ar galėtų jūsų rankutė valgyti?
You might be able to squash the food in the fingers, but you can't digest it with your fingers.
Galbūt jums pavyks su savo pirštukais sutraiškyti viską, kad padėsite, bet ar jūs pasisotinsite to?
So it's just a matter of practicality, really.
Iš tikrųjų, tai labai praktiškos mintis.
It's a matter of teamwork.
Iš tikrųjų, tai komandos, turėtų būti komandos dvasia.
Prabhupada gives a story, it's actually in the Vedas, that the parts of the body, they became very angry at the stomach.
Prabhupada pasakoja istoriją, kuri iš tikrųjų yra pateikta Veduose ir kur pasakojama, kad vieną kartą kūno dalis labai supyko ant skrandžio.
Does anyone know that story?
Ar visi žinote šitą istoriją?
Do any of you know that story?
Ar visi žinote?
You know. So the parts of the body, they were very, very agitated.
Ir kūno dalis labai, labai susikrimto.
That stomach just sits there, he doesn't do any work, all he does is eat, eat, eat.
Tas skrandis tik tai sėdi ir valgo, daugiau nieko nedaro.
And here we are working so hard, going here, going there, making money, cutting the vegetables, etc., etc.
A mes čia taip sunkiai plūkiamės, va čia vaikštom, dirbam, daržovės pjaustom.
This isn't fair, it's not fair.
Tai nesąžininga, galų gale.
So the parts of the body got together, they decided to form a labor union.
Taigi, kūno dalis susirinko ir nutarė įsteigti profsąjungą.
And go on strike.
Ir paskelbė streiką, maišą.
Don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach. The stomach is
skrandis blogai, nemaitinkite skrandį.
The stomach is a capitalist pig, don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach.
Kapitalistas niekšas paskutinis, viskas.
So in this way, they were going on with their strike with great enthusiasm.
Su didžiausiu entuziazmu jie paskelbė streiką ir su vėliavomis išėjo.
The first day they were really fired up.
Taigi pirmą dieną jiems sekėsi labai gerai.
No more food to the stomach. You see.
Daugiau jokio maisto skrandžiui.
The second day they started to lose their energy a little bit.
Antrą dieną jie pastebėjo, kad entuziazmas sumažėjo, energijos liko mažiau.
Don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach.
Skrandžio nemaitinkite.
The third day was getting really pretty rough.
Trečią dieną jau pasidarė nekas.
Don't feed the stomach.
Nemaitinkite skrandžio.
The fourth day, I think we better call a meeting of the labor union.
Ketvirtą dieną nuskambėjo, gal vertėtų profsąjungą surinkti.
They got together and they said, you know, if we don't feed the stomach, we have no energy. We better feed the stomach. So in this way they called off the strike, you see. So the Krishna is like the stomach. And we are like the bodily parts. This material world is a labor unit that has gone on strike against the Lord. And we join this labor union with great enthusiasm. Yes, we will not serve God. I am God.
Ir mes įsiliejame šitą materialų pasaulį su didžiausiu entuziazmu. Netarnausiu Dievui, aš Dievas.
And we were strutting around with great enthusiasm and vigor.
Su didžiausiu entuziazmu ir energija.
Thinking, I am great, I am Lithuanian, I am Russian, I am great.
Aš galingas, aš lietuvis, aš ten rusas ir visi kitokie.
But where did it get us?
Ir kur galų gale mes baigėm?
Simply into a state of bewilderment.
Galiausiai mes visiškai pasimetam ir sutrinkam.
So, the intelligent person.
Taigi, išmintingas žmogus.
Realizes there has to be something more to life than this. This could not be all that there is.
Galų gale suvokia, kad gyvenimas yra kai kas daugiau negu vaikytis šito, kaip sakant.
There has to be more to life than this.
Gyvenime yra kažkas daugiau.
The intelligent person realizes that.
Išmintingas žmogus suvokia tai.
And he asks the question, what is it then? What is the meaning of my existence?
Jis pradeda klausinėti, tai kada mano egzistencijos prasmė, dėl ko aš gyvenu?
He very seriously wonders, what is the purpose of my existence?
Jis pradeda labai rimtai svarstyti, kame mano gyvenimo prasmė.
And by thinking in this way, the super soul within reciprocates.
Ir kai jis pradeda tokiu būdu mąstyti, super siela, kuri randasi jo širdyje, atsišaukia į jį.
And that super soul within the heart then appears externally in the form of the spiritual master.
Ir iš išorės super siela apsireiškia dvasinio mokytojo pavidalu.
To enlighten the sincere seeker with transcendental knowledge, divya gyan.
Ir dvasinis mokytojas suteikia divya gyan, tai yra transcendentinį žinojimą.
And if one then takes advantage of that transcendental knowledge, divya gyan. and follows the instructions given by the spiritual master, then one can come out of the quagmire of material existence.
Tai yra, galima ištrūkti iš šito materialios egzistencijos liūno.
And thus regain his eternal spiritual identity.
Ir atstatyti savo pirmapradį dvasinį pavidalą.
Which is qualitatively one with God.
Tai yra būti kokybiškai vienu su Dievu.
So this process of reviving that dormant enlightened consciousness.
Ir va šitas procesas, kaip atstatyti savo dievišką sąmonę.
Is the Bhakti Yoga system.
Ir yra būtent Bhakti Yoga sistema.
We have been greatly blessed by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Mes tikrai esame labai palaiminti jo dieviškosios kilnybės ir Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
With this means of how to become unlimitedly happy and free of anxiety.
Kad jisai suteikia priemonės, kaip galima visiškai išsivaduoti iš visų sielvartų ir pasiekti.
So let us now take his instructions with full seriousness. In all times, places and circumstances. And our lives will surely become absolutely, inconceivably sublime.
Ir mūsų gyvenimas be jokios abejonės taps labai džiaugsmingas, palaimingas, išaukštintas.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Taigi dabar norėčiau paklausti, ar yra klausimų.
In regards to the topic we spoke, or in regards to the topic we spoke, or
anything about Krishna consciousness is okay.
Ta prasme, kad nebūtina uždavinėti klausimus tik pagal tai, ką mes dabar kalbėjome, galima viską, kas susiję su Krishna sąmonė, visus klausimus susijusius su Krishna sąmonė.
When I was in Tabiuni, Fiji, we asked if there was any questions, and nobody had any questions. So then we told them that I'm traveling and preaching all over the world, so I like to go where people ask questions.
Kai buvau Fidžyje, aš paklausiau, ar turi kas nors klausimų, ir klausimų nebuvo, ir aš pasakiau, kad, šiaip tai aš mėgstu keliauti į tas vietas, kur žmonės turi daug klausimų.
We told them, if you want me to come back, then ask questions.
Ir pasakiau, na, jeigu norite, kad sugrįšiu, tai užduokit klausimus.
So then so many questions came.
Tada atsirado labai daug klausimų.
In other words, if there's no questions, think, well, they're not really listening, they're not very eager to hear because they don't have any questions.
Jeigu nėra klausimų, tai viena gali būti toks požymis, kad, klausytojai nelabai turi entuziazmo klausytis.
Krishna actually orders when there's a spiritual master in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 34.
Iš tikrųjų, Krishna nurodo Bhagavad Gita 4.34.
Krishna's order is you should inquire from the spiritual master.
Kad tu turi klausti iš dvasinio mokytojo.
So when spiritual master is present, the duty is to inquire.
Taigi, kai dvasinis mokytojas yra, tai mokinio pareiga yra klausti.
So, that being said.
Taigi, toks įvadas. Tokia užuomina.
Any question?
Ar yra klausimų?
Yeah.
Maybe not exactly in regards to the topic.
That's all right.
It seems so that at least I understood that one should chant the japa very attentively, call the name very attentively. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when I am chanting, sometimes other devotee who is chanting nearby seems it's not so attentive.
So your chanting is not, or their chanting is not?
It seems so that I am listening how he chants, another devotee, how he chants. And I am listening to him sometimes missing some words. Sometimes it seems that he is sleeping. Sometimes there are such situations. So should we understand that the Lord simply shows to us that we are still maintaining improper attitude towards holy name? Should we understand that by the example of this the devotee, the Lord shows that we are still imperfect in our chanting?
The person who is actually qualified to correct others is that person who sees the saintly qualities in others.
Та просме, ar reiktų suvokti, kad jeigu mes tai pastebim, tai ta prasme, tai tiesiog, jeigu mes matome, kad taip yra šalia mūsų, tai yra tarsi požymis, kad Viešpas nori tuo parodyti, kad ir mes patys dar nesam labai dėmesingi savo mantras kartuojame.
Sometimes we're too eager to point out the faults in the other devotees.
Kartais mes, ir atsakymas buvo toks, kad iš tikrųjų išaukštintas atsidavęs jis kituose mato tik tai gerasias savybės. Ir kartais taip jau yra, kad mes it's, labai norime pamatyti kitose blogas savybės, nurodyti trūkumus.
It's a tendency to puff ourselves up and be proud.
Ir iš tikrųjų yra tokia tendencija, kad mes norime pasididžiuoti ir, nu, kaip sakant, pakylėti save.
The devotee who is actually qualified to correct others is the devotee who sees the good qualities in the other devotees.
Iš tikrųjų, atsidavęs, kuris pasižymi kompetenciją, kad gali pataisyti kitus, tai yra tas kompetencijos požymis yra tai, kad jis mato kitose gerasias savybės.
One who cannot see the good qualities in other devotees is actually not qualified to correct other devotees.
Ir jeigu kažkas neturi tokios kompetencijos, tai yra, kad jisai nemato kitose gerų savybių, tai jisai neturi tinkamą kompetenciją, neturi tinkamos kompetencijos pataisyti kitus.
The Lord's devotee is the non-envious well-wisher of all living beings.
Viešpatės atsidavęs yra nepavydus, jis yra visų gyvų esybių geradaris.
So, if you're when you're chanting one's own personal rounds, one should dive very deeply into the holy names.
Kai kartoji šventus vardus, pats kartoji šventus vardus, turi labai labai giliai pasinerti šventų vardų kartojimą.
It's not that I, during my japa, a meditation should be finding the faults of the other devotees in their japa.
Tai nereiškia, kad savo džiapos metu, savo šventų vardų kartojimo metu, aš pastebiu, kaip kiti netinkamai kartoja.
Of course, the senior devotee, he may do that, but he shouldn't do it while he's chanting his rounds. If you're chanting your own rounds, you should dive deeply into your rounds.
Tai, aišku, iš aukštintas atsidavęs jisai gali kartais pataisyti kitus, bet ne tuo metu, kai jisai pats kartuoja šventus vardus. If kai jis pats kartuoja, jis turi giliai pasinerti šventų vardų kartuojimą.
If you want to observe how other people are chanting to help them chant better, then you can stop for a few moments and see how they're chanting, but not, you can't really do both of those things simultaneously.
Vienu metu neįmanoma ir pačiam labai gerai kartuoti ir pastebėti, kaip kiti kartuoja.
That's inattentive chanting.
Jeigu iš tikrųjų tai tuo pat metu pats kartuojate ir klausytas, kaip dar kiti kartuoja ir reguliuojat, kaip jie kartuoja, nu, tai yra nedėmesingas kartuojimas, tai yra išėdimas.
I mean, Prabhupada observed how our chanting, he observed the faults in our chanting and he sometimes corrected us for them.
Aišku, Prabhupada pastebėdavo, kaip mes netinkamai kartuodavom ir kartais pataisydavom mus.
He even mimicked our garbled japa, nish nish ram nam, nish nish ram nam.
Jisai, kaip sakant, pasakydavo tokie, vat, japa.
But it's not that when he was chanting his rounds, he was, when Papa would chant his rounds, he would go deeply into the name.
Bet kai Prabhupada kartuodavo savo japa, tai jisai labai giliai pasinerdavo šventų vardų kartuojimą.
So a senior devotee, he may take some time to observe others' japa, but he shouldn't, when he's chanting his own rounds, he should be deeply focused on the names. If we want to teach others how to properly chant, then we must be showing the example. That's more important than giving instructions.
Jeigu norime kitus išmokyti tinkamai kartuoti šventus vardus, tai mes patys turime tinkamai juos kartuoti. Tai yra gerokai svarbiau, negu šiaip tiesiog duoti pamokymus.
As it is said, example is better than precepts.
Tai yra, kaip yra teigiama, kad asmeninis pavyzdys visada yra geriau už patarimus, už pamokymus.
Any other question?
Ar iš visi, tas dėmesingas kartuojimas, ar čia iš viso teisingas kartuojimas, ar yra tai yra gramatika, ar tai yra daugiau, nes pavyzdžiui, su kiniečiu, pavyzdžiui, tai jie neturi R raidės. Kaip čia yra?
Does this mean that this proper chanting is very depending on grammar? Because, for example, the Chinese
people, grammar?
Grammar, yeah. Because the Chinese, for example, can't say R.
No, it's dependent on bhakti.
Ta prasme, kad teisingas kartojimas jis iš tikrųjų priklauso nuo bhakti.
That is the important thing. Krishna understands the bhakti.
Tai yra visų svarbiausia, nes Krishna priima bhakti.
Actually, even the Westerners aren't perfectly pronouncing the name Krishna.
Iš tikrųjų, vakariečiai nelabai teisingai ištaria vardą Krishna.
So Krishna takes the bhakti, not the grammar.
Taigi Krishna priima iš tikrųjų ne gramatiką, Krishna priima.
He is not fussy about diction.
Jis nėra.
You pronounce it distinctly as possible according to your own abilities and Krishna.
Nu, kaip sakant, jūs tiesiog stengitės ištarti kaip įmanoma teisingiau, kiek tik tai jūs galite.
And Krishna will accept.
Bet Krishna priims bet kurio kartojimo.
I know the Spanish people, they don't say the J sound.
Kaip, pavyzdžiui, Ispanai, jie negali ištarti džiai.
So I heard the devotees from Mexico, they had one kirtan.
Kai kartą girdėjau, kaip atsidavusi Meksikoje dainavo kirtaną.
Just like we sing Jaya Jagannath.
Kai mes, pavyzdžiui, dainuojam Jaya Jagannath.
They were going Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath.
Jie dainavo tokiu būdu.
Lithuania also? You do Jaya Jagannath?
No.
Oh, but they don't even know how to say it, apparently, the Mexicans. Anyway.
Nu, kaip ten bebūtų, kaip sakant, lietuviai kartais irgi kosus krečia su tais garsais, bet meksikiečiai tai iš viso vargšai, jie net džemį gali ištarti.
So, any other questions?
Dar yra klausimų.
Yeah.
He wants to understand, does this seeing everything in Krishna and Krishna in everything, does this happen on some occasions or does this develops step by step?
It develops.
Ta prasme, šitas regėjimas, šitas matymas, jis atsiranda palaipsniui.
Just like the sunrise in the morning.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, saulė, kaip pakyla ryte.
Gradually, slowly, slowly. In the beginning, the devotee thinks, well, Krishna says, I'm the light of the sun. And he sees, well, the electricity is actually a transformation of the energy of the sun, so even these light bulbs, that is a manifestation. Krishna is appearing in the form of the light bulbs also, you see. It really depends on how deeply you go into the name, you see.
Bet iš tikrųjų viskas priklauso nuo to, kaip giliai jūs pasineriate į šventus vardus.
The name is the access point.
Iš tikrųjų, šventi vardai tai yra būtent tas priėjimo taškas.
Into transcendental existence.
Tai yra raktas, kaip įeiti į transcendentinę.
By fully entering into nama ras.
Tai yra pilnai pasinertami nama rasą.
Completely, totally immersing oneself in nama ras.
Tai yra visiškai pasinertami nama rasą.
Then you'll actually literally see Krishna everywhere.
Tuomet sugebėsite iš tikrųjų išvelgti Krishna visur.
He's actually within every atom and between every atom. There's nowhere where Krishna is not.
Tai yra, Krishna yra kiekviename atome, Krishna yra tarp atome. Nėra to, kur nebūtų Krishna.
Prabhupada told us he could see how Krishna was taking the prasadam when we made the offering. He could see how Krishna was eating it.
Tai yra, Prabhupada sakytų, kad jisai netgi gali pamatyti, kaip Krishna priima paukojimą ir kaip Krishna valgo.
So it's a matter of gradually increasing your awareness of Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna.
Tai yra palaipsninis vis stiprėjantis matymas, kad Krishna yra visur ir viskas yra Krishna.
I give this encouragement to our householder devotees who have to go work a job in some company.
Aš dažnai įkvėpinėju taip savo, reiškia, šeimos žmonės, kurie turi eiti į darbą ir dirbti.
That by diving deeply into the name in the morning before you go to work.
kad pasinerkite kaip įmanoma giliau iš šventų vardų kartuojimą prieš eidami į darbą.
When you go to your office, you'll see, oh, this office is the energy of Krishna. Krishna is within every atom of this office.
Krishna yra kiekviename šito ofiso atome.
And every atom is within Krishna.
Ir kiekvienas atomas yra Krishna.
Actually, the pure devotee experiences Krishna with all of his senses.
Iš tikrųjų, tyras atsidavęs visomis savo juslėmis patiria Krishna.
In every smell, he experiences Krishna through his nose.
Uostydamas per savo nosį, jis užuodžia Krishna.
Everything he touches, he experiences Krishna through his sense of touch.
Viskas prie ko prisiliestus savo lytėjimo juslė, jisai patiria Krishna.
Everything he sees, everything he hears, in all ways, on all levels, he's absolutely connecting with Krishna within everything.
Visa ką bematytų, visa ką beišgirstų, viską jisai mato ir jaučia sąsoje su Krishna visomis juslėmis.
And the way to reach this point of total absorption or samadhi is through the name.
Ir tai, kaip galima būtų pasiekti samadhi, tai yra šita išaukštinta lygiai, tai yra būtent švento viešpatės vardo pagalba.
This is why I train my students to chant in the early morning, you see.
Bet dėl to aš todėl aš rekomenduoju savo mokiniams kartoti, kaip įmanoma anksčiau.
Take advantage of Brahma Muhurta.
Pasinaudokite Brahma Muhurtos privalumais.
This is how I train my disciples, you see.
Taip aš mokau savo mokinius.
Because it is easier to enter into Namaras during the Satvaguna period, Brahma Muhurta.
Nes būtent Brahma Muhurtos laikotarpyje, tai yra laikotarpyje, kuomet vyrauja Satvaguna, yra lengviau pasinerti šventus vardus.
Once the sun comes up fully and the day begins, then the Rajaguna comes in.
Kai tik tai saulė pilnai pakyla ir visur nusklinda saulė šviesa,
prasideda
diena ir tai yra Rajaguna.
Chanting Hare Krishna is a very sattvic activity.
Iš tikrųjų, šventų vardų kartojimas yra be galo sattviška veikla.
It's much harder to chant good japa during the day than it is in the early morning.
Iš tikrųjų, japa kartoti dienos metu yra gerokai sunkiau negu ankstyvą rytą.
So I advise all devotees as far as possible to rise very early and finish all their rounds before the sun comes up.
Ir dėl to visiems atsidavusiems rekomenduoju atsikelti kaip įmanoma anksčiau ir sukartoti visus šventus vardus dar.
I personally try to finish as many rounds as I can before Mangal Arti.
Iš tikrųjų, pats asmeniškai stengiuosi kaip įmanoma daugiau ratų sukartoti dar prieš Mangal Arti.
And then after Mangal Arti, I finish whatever rounds are left and I do some writing.
Ir po Mangal Arti užbaigiu kiek ratų dar yra likę ir tuomet rašau.
And some puja.
Ir atlieku šiek tiek pujas.
So if we take advantage of the early morning hours, then we become very, very strong in Krishna consciousness.
Jeigu pasinaudosime ankstyvosiomis rytmečio valandomis Krishna sąmonės praktikoje, tai tapsime labai tvirtais šitoje praktikoje.
And it makes it easy to connect with Krishna at every minute throughout the day.
Ir tuomet dienos bėgyje mums pasidarys gerokai lengviau viską matyti sąsąją su Krishna.
So, any other question?
Ar yra dar klausimų?
Kartu mes turėtume girdėti būtent tą garsą, būtent vardo garsą, ar jeigu kartu, pavyzdžiui, ir, nu, mes tai kokią atsidėjimą tarnystę, viešpatį ar be jokio įdėmus, tai yra nedėmesingas kartuojimas?
When chanting our rounds, should we concentrate on the sound? Or if, for example, if during the chanting we are thinking or some thoughts about service to the Lord appears.
Prabhupada answered this question.
Prabhupada taip atsakė į šitą klausimą.
You should focus your mind on the sound of the name.
Jūs turite sukaupti savo protą, savo mintis į garsą.
In the mood of a child crying for the mother. Mother hara.
Tai yra kaip vaikas, kuris šaukiasi savo mamos hara.
Hare is the vocative form of hara.
Hare, tai yra kreipiamoji forma nuo žodžio hara.
So we should cry to our mother hara and our father Krishna.
Tai yra, mes turime šaukti savo mamos hara ir savo tėčio Krishna.
However, Prabhupada said, if the thoughts of Leela come to the Krishna's pastimes or qualities or form come to the mind, that's very nice.
Bet Prabhupada taip pasakydavo, kad jeigu pekartojant savaime išplaukia kažkokia Krishnos lyla, Krishnos savybės,
If those spontaneously come to your mind, that is very nice. But keep your focus, keep your mind focused on the sound of the name. That's where you put your, that's where you focus your mind. Any other questions?
What is real humility and how to mean?
What is the real
humility?
Oh yes.
Humility. And how to maintain humility when you are trying to? When you are trying to preach to someone.
Yes. Humility means to not take credit, to not desire recognition.
Nuolankumas tai reiškia neieškoti pripažinimo.
Srila Prabhupada is the perfect example of this.
Srila Prabhupada yra nuostabus pavyzdys nuolankumo.
Even though he was so successful at preaching all over the world,
nepaisant to, kad jis buvo toks sėkmingas pamokslaudamas po visą pasaulį,
he said, for these results I can take no credit.
Jisai sakydavo, kad iš tikrųjų jokių nuopelnų mano nuopelnų tame nėra.
It is all the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. But he said, if there is any credit at all that I have, my credit is that I fully obeyed every order of my spiritual master. So this is perfect humility. You give all credit to your spiritual master that whatever you have been able to do, it's all by his grace.
Kad visus nuopelnus atiduodate dvasiniam mokytojui, kad visa ką esate pasiekę, tai yra jo malonė.
That is humility.
But tai yra nuolankumas.
One of the 26 qualities of the Vaishnava is he is silent.
Viena iš 26 atsidavusių savybių tai yra, kad jis yra labai tylus.
Prabhupada said, silent worker. He's not wanting to take credit for what he's accomplishing. Any other questions? Yeah.
Kiek reikia rašyti ir ką reikėtų akcentuoti tuose laiškuose savo dvasinę mokytoją.
Maybe you can advise, or maybe you remember what Srila Prabhupada says about writing letters to his spiritual master, to one's spiritual master. How often a disciple should write letters to spiritual master and the importance of this.
Well, these are called detailed information.
No, tai tokios labai konkreti informacija.
Srila Prabhupada describes in the Nectar Devotion,
atsidavimo nektare, Srila Prabhupada apibūdina,
as stated by Srila Rupa Goswami, the principle is that you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Kad esmė yra tame, kad jūs turite priimti dvasinio mokytojo prieglobstį.
And then according to the specific instructions of your spiritual master.
Ir tuomet atitinkamai pagal konkrečius jūsų dvasinio mokytojo nurodymus.
Then you are to act.
Jums reikia veikti.
Insofar as my disciples, I encourage them to write as much as they feel the need to write me.
Kaip, pavyzdžiui, savo mokiniams aš sakau taip, kad rašykite, jeigu tik tai jaučiate, kad yra poreikis tai daryti.
Because Prabhupada was very merciful to me, I know that.
Nes bent jau man, pavyzdžiui, Šila Prabhupada buvo labai maloningas.
When I joined ISKCON, it was starting to get big.
Kai aš prisijungiau prie judėjimo, judėjimas pradėjo labai sparčiai augti.
When I first joined, the policy was anybody who wanted to write Prabhupada a letter could do that.
Ir kai aš prisijungiau, judėjimas dar nebuvo labai didelis, tai politika buvo labai paprasta. Jeigu nori parašyti Prabhupadai, tai rašyk.
But within about 6 months after my initiation, then the policy changed.
Bet praėjo viso labo šeši mėnesiai po mano išventinimo ir politika visiškai pasikeitė.
That only the temple presidents and the sannyasi should and the GBC should write Prabhupada.
Kad Prabhupadai turėjo teisę parašyti tik tai šventikų prezidentai.
But I had already exchanged a few letters with His Divine Grace.
Bet aš jau iš tikrųjų spėjau iki to laiko apsikeisti laiškais.
Even though I was a simple rank and file brahmachari.
Nors tai buvo tiesiog viso labo toks brahmachariokas.
And frankly, I was a little addicted to having that association by letter with His Srila Prabhupada.
Ir atvirai prisipažinus, man labai patiko šitas susirašinėjimo rasas su Srila Prabhupada.
So I took the risk, even after the new policy was introduced, I wrote him anyway, I took a risk.
Taigi, aš nutariau mirtinai surizikuoti, parašiau jam laišką, nepaisant naujos politikos.
And Prabhupada advised me that actually I should consult with the temple president.
Ir Prabhupada patarė man, kad turėčiau pasitarti su šventyklos.
But then he gave me some special mercy.
Bet tuomet jisai davė man ypatingą malonę.
He said, but if there was any urgent need,
jis pasakė, na, bet jeigu yra labai didelis poreikis.
I'm always happy to hear from my beloved disciples.
Aš visuomet su didžiausiu džiaugsmu pasiklausau iš savo mylimų mokinių.
So I had my permission from Prabhupada.
Taigi aš gavau tokį va, ypatingą leidimą iš Šilos Prabhupados.
Then whenever I felt an urgent need,
kai tik tai pajusdavau, kad yra labai didelis poreikis,
I could write him a letter.
Kad galėjau parašyti jam laišką.
And I wrote him many letters.
Ir aš parašiau daug laiškų.
And I received many answers.
Ir susilaukiau daug atsakymų.
And those letters I have from Prabhupada are my greatest treasure, let me tell you.
Ir iš tikrųjų tas susirašinėjimas, tie laiškai iš Šilos Prabhupados yra man pats didžiausias turtas.
So I encourage you to write your spiritual master as much as you can get away with it.
Taigi, jeigu tik yra galimybė, kaip sakant, tai įkvėpinėjau jūs rašyti.
The more you can receive personal instructions from your spiritual master, the more you'll advance in Krishna consciousness.
Kuo daugiau asmeninių nurodymų gausite iš savo dvasinio mokytojo, tuo...
So whatever you can get away with, go for it.
Ir jeigu tik turite galimybę, tai pasinaudokite.
Questions more? Yeah.
If it's not so much secret, maybe you can present some instruction what you get from Srila Prabhupada or something you remember from Srila Prabhupada.
Ta prasme, klausimas būtų toks, jeigu tai nėra labai didelė paslaptis, gal galima būtų pasidalinti kokią nors pamokymą, kurį mokytojas sulaukė Šilos Prabhupados.
So... Yeah, I have many very special and wonderful instructions from His Divine Grace.
Nu, iš tikrųjų, esu gavęs daug labai nuostabių pamokymų iš Šilos Prabhupados.
I think one of the most powerful and potent instructions I ever received was in the second letter I got from Srila Prabhupada.
Iš tikrųjų, galbūt pats įstabiausias ir keliausiai širdį palietęs nurodymas buvo antrame laiške, kurio susilaukiu iš Šilos Prabhupados.
The first letter was my initiation letter.
Pirmasis laiškas tai buvo mano išventinimo laiškas.
He gave me my name, Sankarshan Das.
Jis davė man, suteikė man vardą.
Because Prabhupada was in London at the time and I was in the U.S.
Šila Prabhupada tuo metu buvo Londone, o aš buvau Amerikoje.
I could not just turn in my Guru Dakshina to him after the Yagya.
Aš net negalėjau, kaip sakant, pateikti savo Guru Dakshinas už Yagya.
So actually I saw that as a golden opportunity.
Taigi, aš pamačiau, kad tai yra puiki galimybė.
That I have to mail, I collected three checks at the initiation Yagyav. I had to mail those to Prabhupada.
Ir, reiškia, pasinaudojau šitą unikalią galimybę, kad negalėjau Prabhupadai duoti dakšinos.
Way to
ir
go.
Dėl to sudėjau čekius, kuriuos gavau į laišką ir nusinčiau Prabhupada.
What a great opportunity. Now I have an opportunity to write a personal letter to Srila Prabhupada.
Ir supratau, kad tai yra puiki galimybė parašyti asmeninę laišką Srilai Prabhupadai.
So I had been made a devotee by one of the most enlivened preachers ISKCON has ever known, His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
Iš tikrųjų, mane atsidavusiu padarė vienas pačių ryškiausių mūsų judėjimo lyderių, tai yra Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
Vishnu Jana Swami was very, very eager for pushing for this movement.
Vishnu Jana Swami visuomet degė didžiausiu entuziazmu skleisti šitą judėjimą.
So, seeing his enthusiasm and his joy in that mood of Sankirtan's fever,
Ir matydamas jo didžiulį entuziazmą, vat būtent šitoje sankirtanos karšlygėje,
I must have written in the letter that the Prabhupada, I would like to spread this movement.
Ir aš parašiau Prabhupada laiške, kad Prabhupada, aš norėčiau skleisti šitą judėjimą.
So he, Prabhupada wrote me back, he thanked me for the checks.
Šilo Prabhupada parašė atgal, jisai padėkojo man už čekius.
He actually gave me the exact amounts of what each check was, to the penny.
Ir iš tikrųjų, iki paskutinio cento jisai pateikė.
Just like a
meticulous
accountant.
Kaip pats kruopščiausias buhalteris.
He noted the exact amount of each check that I had sent him. And then he gave me the most wonderful instruction. He said this to me. He said, I can see that you are a very sincere, enthusiastic boy. He said, now continue enthusiastically as you were doing.
Taigi tęs toliau veikti taip entuziastingai, kaip tu dabar darai.
And surely Krishna will bless you.
Ir be jokios abejonės Krishna palaimins tave.
So I realized what a wonderful instruction I had received from my guru.
Ir tada suvokiau, kokią nuostabų pamokymą susilaukiau iš savo dvasinio mokytojo.
He ordered me to always be enthusiastic.
Jis nurodė man būti visą laiką entuziastingu.
So you know what I did?
Taigi žinot, ką aš padariau?
I decided I would obey my guru's order.
Aš nutariau vykdyti savo dvasinio mokytojo nurodymą.
And always be enthusiastic.
Ir visuomet būti entuziastingu.
No matter what happens to me.
Nesvarbu, kas benutiktų su manimi.
Whether I'm healthy, whether I'm sick.
Ar aš sveikas, ar ligotas.
Whether I'm being honored or dishonored.
Ar mane garbina, ar nelabai.
Whether I'm rich or poor, whatever situation, it doesn't matter.
Ar turtingas, ar nuskurdęs, kur bebūčiau, kaip bebūčiau.
Always be enthusiastic.
Būti visą laiką entuziastingu.
And you know what?
Ir žinote ką?
It works.
Tai veikia.
Krishna's been blessing me at every minute for 36 years.
36 metus Krishna vis dar tebedalina man savo palaiminimus.
I feel very enthusiastic right now telling you about this.
Ir pasakysiu atvirai, aš dabar labai entuziastingas esu pasakodamas jums visą tai.
And as I speak these words, Krishna is showering his mercy on me. That's a fact.
Kai jis tai pasakoju, Krishna toliau tebedalina savo palaiminimus.
And I can guarantee you this.
Ir galiu garantuoti, patikinti jus.
One Mataji asked me this question in Kaunas.
Viena Mataji paklausė manęs Kaune.
She said, how can I always be enthusiastic?
Kaip aš galėčiau būti entuziastinga?
And I told her this.
Ir aš jai pasakiau.
That I'm going to give you the same mercy that I got from Prabhupada.
Aš suteikiu tau tą pačią malonę, ką Šila Prabhupada davė man.
I hereby order you, Mataji, that you should always be enthusiastic.
Nurodau tau, Mataji, visą laiką būk entuziastinga.
And I can promise you this.
Ir pažadu tau.
If you do so, surely Krishna will bless you.
Jeigu visą laiką būsi entuziastinga, Krishna be jokios abejonės suteiks savo palaiminimą.
So I'm ordering all of you here in Vilnius.
Taigi, nurodo jums visiems čia, Vilniuje.
You must always, always be enthusiastic.
Visuomet turite būti entuziastingi.
In all times, places and circumstances.
Bet kokiomis aplinkybėmis.
And I can guarantee you on the words of Srila Prabhupada.
Ir grindžiantis Srilos Prabhupados autoritetu, garantuoju.
That if you do this, Krishna will bless you at every minute.
Jeigu būsite entuziastingi, Krishna visą laiką suteiks jums savo palaiminimus.
So that was one of the first instructions I got from Prabhupada.
Tai yra vienas iš pirmųjų nurodymų, kuriuos Prabhupada davė man.
And there are many, many more.
Aišku, yra ir gerokai daugiau.
Maybe you can ask me that question again tomorrow morning. So, yes, actually there are unlimited mercy is coming from Prabhupada. And as his disciple, it is my duty to pass it on to everyone who wants to hear about it. So are there any other questions?
Yra dar klausimų.
sako, kad jis išgirsta tame pradžioti. Ar jis paskui tą sielą, galimybę, kažkokius kitus artimesnius santykius su Krishna?
She wants to inquire a little bit more about the situation of Brahmajyoti. Then, for example,
about the what?
The situation of Brahmajyoti.
The situation of the Brahmajyoti.
Brahmajyoti, yes.
Okay.
That in regards when Krishna is killing some demons,
yeah,
they are merging into the Brahmajyoti.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So does these souls have the opportunity sometime in the future to get the Lord's Association again?
To get the Lord's Association?
To get the Lord's Association.
Yes, the Brahma Jyoti is only a temporary liberation.
Iš tikrųjų, Brahma Jyoti tai yra tik tai laikinas išsivadavimas.
Aruya Krishna Parang Patam Pata Patanjido Nadrita Yushmad Angreha. Even though with great austerities and penances they enter into the Brahmajyoti, patanti adho, they come down again to this material existence.
Yra sakoma, kad netgi po didžiulio, didžiulio rūšiausio askezių, tas, kas pasiekia Brahmajyoti,
the Brahmajyoti is only a, just like sometimes in prison, many years ago I was preaching in Texas, and there was one inmate in the prison who got a special weekend pass that he could come to the Sunday program at the temple.
Kaip pavyzdžiui kalėjime, prieš daugybę metų aš pamokslavau Teksase, ir tenai buvo toksai vienas nusikaltelis, kuris buvo gavęs ypatingą leidimą, kad galėdavo sekmanį įsadėti į šiandieną.
So I drove out to the prison, I picked him up and brought him to the Sunday love feast.
Taigi aš nuvažiuodavau į kalėjimą, pasiimdavau jį, atsiveždavau į sekmaninę programą.
Then after the Sunday love feast, he had to go back to the prison.
Ir po sekmaninės programos jis turėdavo vėl grįžti į kalėjimą.
So he got a temporary pass from the prison. He wasn't permanently released.
Taigi jisai neturėjo nuolatinio leidimo, jis buvo gavęs tokį laikiną leidimą išeiti iš kalėjimo.
So the Brahmajyoti is something like that.
Taigi Brahmajyoti yra kaip tas laikinas.
You get a temporary weekend pass to take a little, you know, just come just to get in the edge of the spiritual world. You can't actually land on, you're not allowed to land on a spiritual planet. But you get to float around in the spiritual sky for a while. Now it is possible that one could be promoted from the Brahmajyoti to a spiritual planet.
Iš tikrųjų egzistuoja galimybė, kad galima iš Brahmajyoti pakilti iki dvasinio.
But that's not easy, it's very rare, because where's the opportunity for service in the Brahmajyoti?
Iš tikrųjų tai yra labai, labai reta galimybė, nes iš kur galimybė pasitarnauti Brahmajyoti?
Therefore, as devotees, we do not strive for the Brahmajyoti.
Dėl to, kaip atsidavusi, mes anaiptol nesiekime pasiekti, nesistengime pasiekti.
In fact, it is stated in the Nectar Devotion that of the six symptoms of pure devotional service.
Iš tikrųjų, atsidavimo tarnystėje yra sakoma, kad vienas iš šešių tyros atsidavimo tarnystės požymių.
It's described the devotees deride even the conception of merging into the Brahmajyoti.
Kad atsidavęs atmeta net pačią idėją įsiliejimo į Brahmajyoti.
Just the mere thought of it is repugnant to the devotee.
Vien mintis apie įsiliejimą į Brahmajyoti yra, atrodo, jau atstumia, atgrasi.
Because where is the scope for a service? There's no seva.
Nes kokį ten nėra galimybės pasitarnauti, nėra tarnystės.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Does this prisoner became a devotee? What you mentioned.
What's that?
Does this prisoner?
Oh, I don't know what happened to him. I lost track of him.
No, taip jau nutiko, kad daugiau matyt mokytojas nebesilankė ten ir nežino, kas ten su juo baigėsi.
From what I remember, he just came for one Sunday feast and I took him back to jail, and that's the last I ever saw him.
Tai yra, kiek prisimenu, tai aš vieną kartą jį atsivežiau į sekmadienio programą ir daugiau nelabai teko jį matyti.
Any other questions? So everyone is satisfied now. Everyone is feeling solidly situated in the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. All the impediments, all the obstacles have been now removed.
visos kliūtis panaikintos.
The anarthas are no longer impeding your progress.
Anarchos daugiau nebetrikdo jūsų tobulėjimą.
You're choking, huh?
Tu dusti, ne?
So, one should take the opportunity of questions and answers to help clear the obstacles from one's pathway back to Godhead.
Tai yra tas klausimų ir atsakymų ciklas, jis iš tikrųjų yra labai sveikas panaikinti kliūtis iš atsivėrimo.
It's a great opportunity when there's a devotee who's more experienced than you, who's answering the questions, who can help you. You can take advantage of his, what he's learned after, you know, 33 decades of service, almost 4 decades of service.
Yra, kai yra atsidavęs, kuris jau 40-mečius tarnauja ir turi patirties daugiau, labai sveika yra pasinaudoti šitą patirtimį, kad pašalinti tas kliūtis, kuris yra jūsų atsidavimo tarnystės kelyje.
So, there's no further question. All right, that's it. We'll stop here then.
Tai šiandien tada baigsim.
Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Your name is Sankarsana Maharaj ki jai.
Iskan Vilnas Vaishnavas ki jai.